Welcome everyone to the BTC Top Rope Talk Podcast, episode 10. We are live this week on Facebook Live, April 4th, 2018. It is WrestleMania week. Andrew, you need to shut up in the comments section.
Hit him with the ban button.
Obviously, WrestleMania week, the biggest week of the year as far as wrestling goes, makes me very, very happy every week, as I'm sure it does every wrestling fan. A lot of stuff to go over, a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Who pinned that comment? Travis, knock it off. Oh my god, you guys. We got a lot to talk about. We did a podcast last night, just a little half-hour tape thing over Monday Night Raw, and talked about the New Japan shows, Strong Style Evolved and Sakura Genesis. SmackDown Mixed Match Challenge 205 Live happened last night. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Super Card of Honor on Saturday, as well as NXT TakeOver. Friday night is the Hall of Fame, along with Impact versus Lucha Underground show that will be streamed live on Twitch, as well as Joey Janela's Spring Break 2, which should be a wild card. As for Sunday itself, WrestleMania, obviously, so a lot of stuff to talk about. Also an Evolve show on Friday night that I forgot to talk about Friday at 4 Eastern. So, a lot to get through here, so why don't we start with SmackDown. SmackDown Live took place from Nashville, Tennessee last night. Very hot show as far as fans went. They were a lot better than the Atlanta crowd that seemed to wander into the arena Monday night on Raw and just happened to be watching a wrestling show. For SmackDown, kicking off the show was Daniel Bryan, and before he could speak, the crowd erupted in very, very, very loud Daniel Bryan chants to the point where I had to turn down my TV. Daniel welcomed everyone to SmackDown Live, then welcomed the returning commissioner, his tag team partner for WrestleMania, Shane McMahon. Shane looked like he was about 2 seconds away from being back in the hospital this whole show, but he told Daniel he is a role model because he has fought and clawed over the last few years to get back to doing what he loves. He congratulates him on being medically cleared to return the ring. Shane says he couldn't be more excited to be his partner for WrestleMania and explains that in the past few weeks he had to have been hospitalized because of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but he too has been medically cleared. Daniel says that he would like to clear something up for everyone, and he says that over the past few months he has made a few mistakes, especially with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. He apologized to Shane and said he was right all along about Sami and Kevin. Shane says he knows he can also be stubborn at times, which Daniel replied sarcastically by saying, "A McMahon being stubborn?" Daniel said he learned a lot about being in the WWE, and when a tag team and their partners have difficulties, there's only one way to resolve it. As the crowd chanted, "Hug it out," Daniel went for a hug, but Shane apologizes for being hot-headed. Daniel says that Nashville didn't want to see a shake of hands and asks them, "Does Nashville want to see us hug it out?" Shane says he's not much of a hugger, but he appreciates it. The crowd breaks out in a "hug it out" chant, and Shane finally hugs Bryan. Shane says that actually kind of works since they're on the same page now. Daniel says they're on the same page and they are going to get revenge on Kevin and Sammy at WrestleMania. Shane thanks Daniel for reinstating Kevin and Sammy to SmackDown because at WrestleMania they're going to beat them and make sure they never show their face on SmackDown ever again. Daniel asks the crowd if they're ready to see Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon beat Kevin and Sammy at Mania, to which the crowd responds with the yes chants. A very hot opening to this show. Charlotte versus Natalya. It always seems to be a fun match. I'm not a huge Natalya fan at all, but Charlotte and Natalya seem to have some really good chemistry. And during the match, Natalya went for her spinning clothesline. Charlotte caught her with a clothesline of their own, so a double clothesline brought him down when Carmella's music hit, and she once again attempted to cash in. But Charlotte punted the briefcase 10 yards to the outside of the ring and then kicked her in the face. Natalya came from behind and Natalya came from behind and tried to roll Charlotte up, but Charlotte countered it into a figure eight leg lock for the victory. After the match, while Charlotte is celebrating the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka interrupts. She says that at WrestleMania, the Queen will bow down to the Empress of Tomorrow because no one is ready for it. But then Charlotte grabs her mic and says the question is, Asuka, are you ready? A backstage promo.
Say something, please.
Yep.
Can somebody take a microphone out of Asuka's hand immediately as she tries to pick it up? It's just that bad. Like, it's starting to derail me from starting wanting to watch her matches.
That's fair.
Keep her a silent assassin.
Yeah.
But they're trying to say nobody's ready for Asuka. Like, that was cute a long time ago. But come on, Asuka. Yeah. Or English, or we just ain't gonna have you talk on live TV. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it has not been good whenever she grabs a mic and, I don't think it's going to get much better. With Nakamura, he at least knows a lot of English. With Asuka, that's quite the barrier. And that one promo she had on Raw a couple of months ago really showed that because it was rough. A backstage promo from earlier today is showed with AJ Styles saying he knows that Shinsuke Nakamura thinks he's in his head, but AJ says his emotions are not his weakness, they're his strength. He says if you want to talk about weakness, he knows Shinsuke's, and that is that Shinsuke takes him too lightly. AJ says that in 5 days, it is a dream match, but it's not just a dream, it's reality, and AJ Styles is walking out of WrestleMania WWE Champion. Tag team match here. Just a regular match between Rusev and Jinder Mahal. Rusev defeats Jinder Mahal with the Machka kick. While Rusev is celebrating, Randy Orton comes out of nowhere with the RKO, is attacked by an English. English goes to the second rope and starts measuring Randy up, but Rude shoves him off toward Orton, and English also gets hit with an RKO as Bobby Rude gets in the ring and sarcastically hands Orton his title. So, nice little progression toward that fatal four-way. Shinsuke Nakamura's backstage promo now, and he says AJ is right by saying he's playing games, but he takes this game very seriously. Shinsuke said he came to America for one reason, and that reason is WrestleMania. He says he does not take AJ Styles lightly. He says he knows AJ is rare and very emotional. Shinsuke said when AJ makes a mistake, Shinsuke will become WWE champion with a knee to face. Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable are backstage, and they say they don't care that the WWE Universe want the dream match of AJ versus Shinsuke at Mania, and they're going to take away from that match by beating Shinsuke and AJ tonight. This is where Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn hop the barrier and say, fired or not, this is still the Kevin and Sami show. Sami says they have some people they have to apologize to, but one of those isn't Daniel Bryan. It's his wife, Brie Bella, and his kid, Birdie. He says they're sorry for the state they're going to be sending Bryan home on Sunday. Kevin and Sami mock Daniel and Shane, saying that this Sunday will be their WrestleMania moment. Sami starts chanting, we deserve it, in the most interesting way possible. Camera cuts backstage to Daniel and Shane watching as Kevin and Sami are still ranting. Shane and Daniel say let's go and begin making their way to the arena as Kevin is still ranting. Kevin's mic gets cut off and they hop back over the barrier and run through the crowd up the stairs. As they're walking back up, Shane's theme hits and out comes Daniel and Shane. Daniel asks to get cameras on Kevin and Sami because this is history in the making. It is the very last time we will see Sami and Kevin on SmackDown Live. Shane says since Sami was trying to get the crowd to chant along, why don't we try one? And he starts a na-na-na, hey-hey, goodbye chant. So fun little stuff there. And then the main event of Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. AJ Styles defeats Chad Gable with the phenomenal forearm. After the match, Nakamura is sneak attacked by Shelton and Gable. Nakamura gets rid of them, but AJ goes for a phenomenal forearm. Shinsuke ducks, AJ stops, and taps Shinsuke on the head, as it is the complete opposite of last week with AJ showing Shinsuke that he has him on the ropes heading into WrestleMania. Good show, not the greatest go-home show, but go-home shows seem to not matter anymore, so what do I know? It's whatever.
Still way better than Raw.
It was a lot better than Raw. Mixed match challenge, Asuka and The Miz versus Bobby Roode and Charlotte in the mixed match challenge finals. Asuka and Miz ended up winning the mixed match challenge for their... for their charity Rescue Dogs Rock, $100,000 going to them. Girl Up is the charity that Bobby Roode and Charlotte were fighting for. They get $10,000, as did every other charity that was involved in this. So, Asuka and Miz, as predicted, win the Mixed Match Challenge. It was a fun little show, and I hope they do more fun little shows on Facebook. I hope they see numbers that are good. I hope they see data that is good, and continue to move forward with the show. Or with
maybe next time, don't put someone that's undefeated in it.
See, I thought that they were going to lose, actually. I had Alexa and Braun winning this, and I thought they were just going to pin Miz and go, oh, Asuka hasn't been pinned, so that's how the streak goes. And then they started mentioning her streak and all this, and I was like, ah, okay. So that's how it goes, I guess. For 205 Live, 205 Live was a very good show at... A good show in a way until the main event, and that's when it became a great show. The first match on the show was Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado against Akira Tozawa and Hideo Itami. It was an okay match. It ends in a double DQ after the four of them break down into a fight. Tony Nese beat a local jobber. And in the main event, Buddy Murphy defeated Kalisto in what I will say is the best main roster match of the year so far. Absolutely phenomenal stuff from these two. I personally gave it 4¾ stars. If you haven't watched Kalisto and Buddy Murphy yet, go watch it on the network or on Hulu. It was a fantastic freaking match. And even the one botch it had, the springboard reverse Hurricane Rana from Kalisto, looked absolutely amazing in its own right. So it was a really great match, and it was the best match as far as crowd reaction goes in a long time, if ever, on 205 Live. Fight Forever chance, This Is Awesome chance, a standing ovation, great stuff between Kalisto and Buddy Murphy. So
of all people, Kalisto was in that match. Come on.
Kalisto is a great wrestler. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he's not good on the mic.
I know. Just at the beginning, he just went through a lot of rough patches.
Yeah, he's phenomenal, but he's not my favorite luchador. My favorite is still Grand Metalik, but, I mean, Kalisto's... Buddy Murphy is on a hot stretch right now, which is after... If I would have said that 2 months ago, I probably would have slapped myself in the face for saying that.
But,
great stuff between Kalisto and Murphy. Again, the best main roster match of the year. I genuinely believe so. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit now about the shows on Friday. And the shows on Friday are the... Hall of Fame, and obviously Lucha Underground versus Impact. I'm not going to go too much into Joey Janela's Spring Break just because I don't know if I'm going to watch it, and I doubt anyone else here is going to watch it. I'm not too sure on that yet. I think a couple of us are going to catch Impact versus Lucha Underground. I know Travis wants to, and I know I want to after the Hall of Fame. So,
I'm going to try and watch it too.
Okay, so yeah, Aaron will try to watch it too. It's just going to be something that... we can catch up on at the review show next week. So just the card here for the show. A six-way match between Evan Bourne, or Matt Sydal, Caleb Conley, Moose, Jack Evans, Matanza Cuerto, and Chavo Guerrero. For those who don't watch Lucha Underground, Matanza Cuerto is Jeff Cobb on the indies. Very talented dude. So that's going to be a great match. Brian Cage from Lucha Underground takes on Impact's Eli Drake. Lucha Underground's Fabulous B takes on Impact's Trevor Lee. OVE from Lucha Underground take on the tag team of Teddy Hart and Scott Steiner. I need to see this match. Like that is the selling point for me. Teddy Hart and Big Papa Pump teaming up is the stuff legends are made of right here. I Quit match between Impact's Eddie Edwards and Lucha Underground's Jeremiah Crane, a.k.a. Sammy Callahan. We'll see if Sammy goes for the other eyeball this match. Lucha Underground's...
Oh, man.
Well... Lucha Underground's Aerostar, King Cuerno, and Drago versus Impact's DJZ, Andrew Everett, and Desmond Xavier. The Impact Knockouts champion Ali versus Lucha Underground's Taya. The Impact Tag Team Champions LAX versus Lucha Underground's Da Mac and Killshot. And your main event will be Impact Champion Austin Aries and Rey Fénix taking on Penta Zero and Alberto El Patron. So it's going to be a great show. Impact is doing a lot better this week. Viewership has been up on Pop the last 6 weeks. 2 weeks ago, they had 400,000 viewers, which was the highest since the Final Deletion show. So they're doing something right over there. And the show is going to be live on Twitch. It's free. It's happening during the Hall of Fame. So if you can't watch it, if you're choosing the Hall of Fame over it, I know I am. It will be available to watch right after. So find a way to watch Lucha Underground versus Impact if you can. Heading into the WWE Hall of Fame. Not too much to dwell on here. It's not like we can have predictions about this shit, but, the 2018 inductees into the WWE Hall of Fame, the celebrity inductee is Kid Rock, the Warrior Award inductee is Jarius J.J. Robertson, the group inductee or the tag team inductee is the Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray and D.Va, and they'll be inducted by Edge and Christian. And the individual inductees, Mark Henry will be inducted by The Big Show, Hillbilly Jim will be inducted by Jimmy Hart, Jeff Jarrett will be inducted by The Road Dogg, Ivory will be inducted by Molly Holly, and the main attraction, Goldberg, will be inducted by Paul Heyman. So that is your class of 2018 WWE Hall of Fame Friday night. Heading into Saturday, Supercard of Honor. Supercard of Honor 12 is taking place in New Orleans at the Uno Lakefront Arena. Obviously, the most hype match we'll talk about in a second. So let's go through the card here real quick. Chucky T versus Jonathan Gresham in a singles match. I hope Chucky T wins that match. I hope Chucky T wins every match for the rest of time, in fact. Tag team match for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships as the Briscoes, the defending champions, take on the team of Jay Lethal and Hiroshi Tanahashi. A last man standing match for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship as Kenny King defends his title against Silas Young. A singles match, which really intrigues me. This is an interesting singles match. Tomohiro Ishii versus Punishment Martinez. I think Punishment Martinez is going to die in that match. Ladder match for the Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Championships. SoCal Uncensored's Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky are the champions, and they will be taking on Flip Gordon and the Young Bucks. Should be a fantastic match. Also, another fantastic match, Adam Hangman Page, coming off a great match at Strong Style Evolved against Jay White, will be taking on one Kota Ibushi, one half of the Golden Lovers. Women of Honor Championship Tournament semifinals, there are two of them. Kelly Klein versus Mayu Iwatani. Mayu Iwatani coming over from Stardom. And Sumi Sakai versus Tennille Dashwood in the other semifinal. And the Klein-Iwatani winner will take on the Sakai-Dashwood winner for the inaugural Women of Honor Championship. My prediction is that Kelly Klein will be winning the Women of Honor Championship here. Singles match for the Ring of Honor World Championship. Dalton Castle will be defending his title against the villain Marty Skrull. Skrull coming off a potential Match of the Year candidate against Will Ospreay at Sakura Genesis. Also coming off a match where Will Ospreay might have died, but Will Ospreay is cleared to compete WrestleMania weekend, which is shocking to me. And the main event, Cody Rhodes versus Kenny Omega for what some view is the leadership of Bullet Club. I don't foresee this being a five-star match. A lot of people do. I just think there's going to be way too much interference in the end to make it be a five-star match. But it's going to be a fantastic story-driven match either way. So with that, I think it's time to talk about the WWE side of things. NXT TakeOver New Orleans. What are your guys' thoughts on the card for NXT TakeOver New Orleans before we start digging into it?
It's going to be the best best show of the weekend.
Matt.
That's for sure.
I can't argue with that. Any other?
Can't argue with that either.
Like, just the card, all around the card is just perfect.
It's definitely going to be the show.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is that I do believe that Andrade versus Aleister is going to be 5 stars, no doubt. If they construct this match to where it needs to be, and especially with the way they've been building them on NXT TV, Knockout Brawl, because I really think Aleister needs to show his aggressive side this time and just go out and try to kill him. But yeah, all around, no doubt.
Yeah. So.
And depending on how the title matches do go, we're going to have some amazing call-ups pretty soon.
Yeah, definitely. I think the one for sure 5-star match, we all know Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. I think that could easily be over 5 stars. I'm expecting a lot out of that match, and I fully expect that match to main event, and there's no reason why it shouldn't main event. But for those who haven't watched NXT TV, this match is going to be spoilers, so go ahead 5 seconds if you need to. For those who are listening to the podcast at a later date. So here is your first match. It is for the NXT Tag Team Championships and the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Trophy. It's a triple threat tag team match as Adam Cole steps in for the injured Bobby Fish to defend the Undisputed Era's tag team titles as Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, the former Ring of Honor tag team known as Future Shock, take on the Authors of Pain, Akam and Rezar, and the makeshift tag team of Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne that was made after Tyler Bate got injured right before the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, as it was supposed to be Mustache Mountain's Tyler Bate and Trent Seven in this match. But it's a triple threat tag team match for the NXT Tag Team Championship and the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Trophy. Undisputed Era, Authors of Pain, Roderick Strong, and Pete Dunne. Travis, let's start with you. What do you think about this match and your prediction?
Prediction is Undisputed Era is going to retain. But I'm confused because were they even in the...
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. I'm really kind of peeved off that this team gets to step in and, potentially win the Classic Trophy when they weren't in one single match this whole time. So, I mean, I guess my prediction is the Undisputed Era as well, but it kind of rubs me the wrong way that they're going to win the trophy without.
I think I want to switch now, though, because of the trophy thing. I think I want to say Office of Pain.
Okay, that's fair. Aaron.
Didn't they win the Tag Team Classic already?
No. The Authors of Pain? Yeah, they did. They beat TM61 for the trophy last year.
I don't know about them winning that. Go ahead, Aaron. My bad.
That's a good question.
Undisputed Era needs to keep the title. But, of course, AOP deserves a trophy, though. It's kind of torn. I want to see AOP get called up. So, I guess I'll just stick with Undisputed Era.
And Ashton.
I'm going to stick with Undisputed Era here.
Yeah. I'm also going with the Undisputed Era. Like I said, it does rub me a little bit the wrong way that they could get the trophy just by... waltzing in, but injuries take place and shit happens, and that's what we're looking at this point in time. Next match we'll talk about. We might as well talk about this one, the unsanctioned match. I fully expect it to main event. Yeah, between Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. If Gargano wins, he will be reinstated to NXT. If Ciampa wins, Gargano will be banned from NXT. So unsanctioned match. It's the same type of match that Triple H and Seth Rollins had last year at WrestleMania, for those who don't remember. So, Aaron, thoughts on Gargano-Ciampa?
I really like how they're building this. Like, they're Building at Night just on NXT TV, but they're like building it on YouTube. They're releasing videos. They're just showing, you know, him trying to get back in and all this stuff. And Johnny Wrestling's gonna get it.
Travis.
I think it's gonna probably be the match of the night for me, at least. But I also think that Johnny Gargano is gonna be called up, so I think Tommaso is winning.
Ashton.
I'm with Aaron on this one. I really like how they're building this match. It's a very social media driven match, which is kind of weird because I thought this wouldn't be like that, but obviously NXT is trying to evolve the way WWE builds matches and kind of promotes them. So I really think this match is going to be like balls to the wall, like an absolute brawl. I hope it is, because the way this feud has been going, they need to try to kill each other. So I'm honestly torn with this match. This is the only match, like, the whole weekend I'm torn about getting on the win, but also Tommaso win. So, honestly, I don't have a pick.
That's fair.
I just want them to go out there and tear the house down.
I don't care who wins. Like I said, this is easily going to be 5 stars for me. And but if I do have to pick who I think is going to win, I think Johnny Gargano is going to win. I don't foresee him getting called up quite yet, but if he does, I wouldn't be shocked. I just don't see it yet. But yeah, I predict Johnny.
He could still get called up even if he does win. I mean, it wouldn't make sense.
So. But they could have him just try to win and have that momentum go up to the main roster. I mean, I agree, but yeah. I'm just going to go for Johnny Wrestling for the sake of having a pick in this match. So, yeah, I don't care who wins. I think it'll be a fantastic match and fantastically booked either way. NXT North American Championship. It was announced last week on NXT and obviously was announced further back at the NXT tapings that 6 men will be fighting in a ladder match for the inaugural NXT North American Championship. EC3 was the first participant, as the other 5 participants came out. Adam Cole will be pulling double duty on this show, along with Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, Ricochet, and the Velveteen Dream. So these 6 men will be fighting in a ladder match for the inaugural NXT North American Championship. Ashton, we'll start with you. What is your pick for the North American Championship?
All right, here's the deal with me. This is a hard match to pick because there's all 6 of them are worthy. I mean, when it's the least of the match. So I'm going to rank them to what I want to happen. So number 6 is Lars, number 5 is Killian, EC3, number 3 is Ricochet, and Dream, and then number 1 is Adam Cole. Win the most, but like any 6 of these guys can honestly be a good North American champion. I mean, I really don't like his stuff that much, but I really want either Velveteen or Ricochet or Adam Cole to win. So, this card is built perfectly to where it's like to win, and like I don't know what's to come next. So I mean, NXT is slacking off because I mean, sure, not many people watch NXT TV, but when it comes to the takeovers and the right people, and they make sure. Like, these matches are absolutely, like, totally interesting. So, Cole to win the most, but it's out of him, Ricochet, and Velveteen Dream. So, yeah.
Okay. Aaron. Aaron?
It's the same way for me. It's a hard pick, but oh, man, I don't know. Ricochet or EC3. That's who I'm going to go with. One of the new boys.
Travis.
I couldn't narrow it down to one, so I'd say either Ricochet or EC3, but if I had to pick, Ricochet, I think.
Right. My pick is easy. I want the Velveteen Dream to win this North American Championship. I feel like this is the perfect title for him to be holding. I feel like he should be holding a title. But I don't know if he's quite ready for the NXT title. So if they're building a mid-card title, I think Velveteen Dream is the guy to hold it right off the bat. And I hope he wins. But I do see a scenario where EC3 walks out with the championship because, like he said Wednesday on NXT, the dude is a money printing machine. If they book him the right way, he's going to be going places. Don't see much of a scenario where the other four win, especially with Adam Cole pulling double duty. I like all six in this match. I just don't see Ricochet being handed a title right away. Killian, I just see going up with Sanity. Lars, they're going to try to build him up some more. So, yeah. Velveteen Dream is my pick in that match. NXT Women's Championship. Ember Moon defends her women's title against Shayna Baszler in a rematch from TakeOver Philadelphia. Travis, let's start with you. Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler.
I have Ember Moon retaining.
All right. Aaron.
Shayna Baszler. I see Ember Moon get called up, so that's the way it's gotta be.
Fair enough. Ashton.
I don't know about Ember getting called up right now, because the division is gonna be looking a little bit weak after. I kind of knew they're gonna be called up, so it's gonna be a little bit weak. So I think Ember has to stay. So Ember's gonna retain for me.
I think Shayna's going to win the title, and I think they're going to do a third match. And my will to see a third match depends on how this match goes. I wasn't a huge fan of the first match at all. We'll see how this one goes. I like Shayna. I like her gimmick. I like Ember. Her gimmick is scary werewolf girl that isn't a werewolf, but...
Oh my gosh, you did not describe it as scary wolf girl.
Scary werewolf girl with no wolf in her, so I don't know.
Oh my god.
Gosh.
What's her gimmick? I mean...
Hey Travis, I think Ember Moon should be in the originals, but...
Okay. Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler to win the NXT Women's Championship. Which leaves us with... I don't think it's going to be going on last, but it could potentially be the match of the night, which is insane to think after talking about Gargano and Ciampa, but that just speaks to the credit of the two men in the ring. Zelina Vega will be at ringside with her champion Andrade Cien Almas as he defends his title against Aleister Black. NXT Championship match. Aaron, we'll start with you. Almas versus Black.
Oh man, this match is amazing. Aleister Black, I really wanted him to have that title. I want him to have that title so bad. And if he's gotta go through Almas to get it, then so be it.
Travis. I didn't hear that, man.
Aleister Black, sorry.
Okay. Ashton.
I'm sorry, Aleister, but I want you to go to the main roster, so I want Andrade to win.
I'll take Aleister to win. I think they're going to put Vega and Almas on the main roster. I think Almas has been so great to a point that he'll be their next Hispanic star if Vince doesn't fall.
That's what they need. They're going to call him up as soon as they can.
If Vince doesn't fall in love with Alberto again, I think we'll be seeing Almas on the main roster. There we go. Which leaves us with the show of shows. the showcase of Immortals, WrestleMania 34.
The longest freaking show of the weekend.
This card has the potential to be a top three WrestleMania of all time, which means they will probably fuck it up in some way and put it in the bottom half. But I'm holding out hope, as is everyone else, that this card will fulfill the potential of being a top three WrestleMania of all time. WrestleMania 34. From New Orleans, Louisiana, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Let's start with the pre-show matches. The Women's Battle Royal with the trophy that looks very interesting and has looked very interesting since they first introduced it. As you can see, these are the announced participants: Naomi, Natalya, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Becky Lynch, and the Riot Squad. I for sure anticipate more women entering this battle royal. Who do you think is winning this women's battle royal, Travis?
I think Becky Lynch is going to win.
Okay. Aaron.
You know, thinking about it, I don't like her, but I think Ruby Riott's going to win just because she needs fire and, you know, they need to boost her a little bit, so I think she'll win.
Ashton.
Go with the absolute shocker here, and I'm going to say Moolah's going to come back from the grave.
That's some shit that I would say, man.
Yeah, same. We all remember my old May Young thing, right?
Oh my gosh. No, but for real though, I really think either Sasha or Bayley needs to win this to continue their feud or something. But yeah, it's either out of Bayley, Sasha, and May. She'll come back and win this thing.
Talk is Jericho came out today, and Chris Jericho was texting Vince. He was describing this story. Jericho was texting Vince after the Moolah thing happened, and Chris suggested renaming the Battle Royal to the Sensational Sherry Women's Invitational Battle Royal. And Vince replied back with, "Thanks. THX. Obviously, he did not take the advice of Chris Jericho, and Jericho said that he took that THX to mean fuck off and let me do the hard work, but Jericho took my idea of renaming this a Sensational Sherry Invitational Battle Royal. Obviously we didn't see that at work. I just thought I'd share that story since it came up on Talk is Jericho today. Women's Battle Royal.
I bet as a thank you, Chris Jericho sent him the design that he should use as a trophy.
Yeah. I think Bayley is going to win this Battle Royal, and it's just going to further the push for Bayley versus Sasha at SummerSlam. So that is my prediction for that match. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. This is not the full field of people. The six people seen here are Ty Dillinger, Matt Hardy, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley, both members of the Revival. And as seen on SmackDown, Breezango and Primo Cologne, as well as Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, just Primo, no Epico, just Primo.
Because he's still a person.
Epico had shoulder surgery, is what I found out, so there's that.
I still want Carlito to freaking come back. That's what those two dudes need.
Your prediction for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, Ashton.
I haven't been paying attention to any of the participants in this match, so
you could predict Andre the Giant since you predicted Moolah. Who could throw a giant over the top rope? Even a dead one.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go with
that. That just deadpan. I'm
definitely coming back.
The deadpan. Yeah.
Hey, maybe this will draw a taker. Maybe he sees all these dead people coming back. He finally shows up in Minion.
Oh, shit. Aaron.
I tried to compose myself. Okay, so what's the chances of, like, surprise entrance?
A lot. Night? There's not a lot of people in this battle royal, so...
How close is Big Cass to coming back?
Pretty close.
Big Cass.
Okay. I puked a little at the thought of that. Travis.
God damn. You didn't have to say that. Jesus.
If you're listening to this, Big Cass, I don't apologize. Travis.
Picks to win. I have Samoa Joe, Dolph Ziggler, Big Cass.
You want to narrow it down to one for us?
Big Cass.
This is like my Jinder Mahal pick for the Rumble. Just like the tables are turned this time, and you guys are you guys are fucking with me with Big Cass winning this thing. You know what? I'm gonna fuck with you right back. Primo Cologne is winning this battle royal. Do you see how much we?
I'm leaving BTC.
Do you guys not see how little of a fuck they care about this battle royal? That we have to resort to the answers of Big Cass and Primo Cologne because both of them might actually fucking happen. God damn it. But really, Samoa Joe is my pick to return and win the Battle Royal. With Primo Cologne a close second. Final pre-show match for the Cruiserweight Championship in what could absolutely be the match of the night. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali, the finals of the Cruiserweight tourney that has been taking place on 205 Live ever since Enzo Amore dropped off the face of the earth. So, Cedric Alexander, Mustafa Ali, Cruiserweight Championship, your pick, Aaron.
Of course, Cedric Alexander. Who else?
Ashton.
Cedric deserves this stuff.
Travis.
On the main card. Oh, never mind. Jesus.
Yeah. I'll dispute that in like 5 seconds. Not that I don't want this on the main card, but Travis.
Cedric Alexander.
Okay. On the main card, this likely gets 8 to 9 minutes, and on the pre-show, it probably gets 20. So that's like the one upside to this being on the pre-show. They can steal the show just like Neville and Aries did last year. But yeah, it sucks to have him on the pre-show again. But honestly, I don't know what you put on the pre-show in place of this. Like, I don't know. Put Braun and whatever Braun's partner is, Brains, on the pre-show. I don't know. I don't know the answer. So... for the Cruiserweight title, Cedric's been screwed out of holding this title numerous times. He was bound to get it at the Royal Rumble until Enzo did his thing. He was bound to get it before the Royal Rumble, and then Enzo got hurt. I mean, it's just a lot of Enzo being around Cedric that allowed Cedric not to win this match.
What if Enzo was proud?
Shut up, Aaron. Mustafa Ali's been cutting a lot of great YouTube promos lately, and a lot of them have ended up on 205 Live if you haven't seen them. He's cut a lot of them almost to the point where I don't want Cedric to win. I want Mustafa to win, but almost is the key answer here. I still want Cedric Alexander to win the Cruiserweight Championship. I feel like Ashton said it is very well deserved for him. It's time for the main card. Tag Team Championship Triple Threat Match. This was rumored to be a TLC match. It WWE confirmed on Reddit last week this will not be a TLC match unless something happens creatively from now until Sunday. So a triple threat match for the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships, the Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan, versus Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, versus The New Day. Jimmy and Jay getting their first match on the main card of WrestleMania. Well-deserved for those two. Who do you see winning this triple threat match for the Tag Team Championships? Let's start with Ashton.
I'm honestly torn for a lot of reasons. Okay, because first off, the Bludgeon Brothers, they obviously, see, so far, they've been absolutely killing it. Like, I really feel like if I ever, like, came in person, oh my God. Actually was in their presence in person, I would shit myself. I'm going to not hear the end of this for days. The Usos, the hottest tag team in WWE right now, I want them to win. And then the New Day, they do awesome matches. So honestly, I just want the Usos to survive this somehow. That's pretty much it. Oh, I fucked up right there.
Travis.
The Bludgeon Brothers.
Travis really liked that one. Aaron.
It's time for a change. The New Day, the Usos. Let's just go with the Bludgeon Brothers just to change things up. They have been amazing. They have been destructive. They need the titles.
I've been going back and forth all week on the Bludgeon Brothers and the Usos, and as of right now, I'm predicting the Usos to retain the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I think them and the Bludgeon Brothers will get a rematch on the whatever the next SmackDown pay-per-view is, and they'll lose them there. So that is just my prediction. Here's the fun one. The Raw Tag Team Championship. Sheamus and Cesaro, the Bar, defend their Raw Tag Team Championships against Braun Strowman and a partner of his choice. Ashton, who will be Braun Strowman's partner and who is winning this match for the Raw Tag Team Gold?
I got my pick either Samoa Joe or Bobby Lashley, because that will be absolutely stunning. And those two would absolutely tear through anybody, let alone by themselves, but together. I think it's going to be Samoa Joe. That's more reasonable. So if it's Samoa Joe or Bobby Lashley, that's cool. Either way with me. But there's no way Sheamus and Cesaro are keeping these titles, especially with those two. I'd be or Samoa Joe. So I think Braun's team is winning, no doubt.
Travis.
I think his partner is going to be Elias, and I think the Bar is going to retain.
Aaron.
I think Braun's partner is going to be someone he's been rivals with, just because it's going to be either the Big Show or Kane, and he's going to win Braun's team.
I also predict Braun's partner to be Elias, and I do believe Braun and Elias will win the Raw Tag Team Gold and lose it at the hands of Elias at a later date. Fatal 4-Way match. It was a triple threat match until Rusev was added in last week on SmackDown Live. Randy Orton will be defending his United States Championship in a Fatal 4-Way match against Jinder Mahal, Rusev, and Bobby Roode, with Sunil Singh and Aiden English at ringside. So, Travis, let's start with you. Your prediction for the United States Championship Fatal 4-Way.
I think Rusev's going to win.
Of course you pick Rusev. Of course.
That's a smart choice.
I know.
If anyone says Jinder, I'm leaving right now, so.
I'm with him. I'm dead ass with him.
Ashton.
I can't can't believe I'm saying this. So to win. Like, dead ass. I mean, Jinder would be an absolute dream, you know what I'm saying? If Jinder won, that would be, like, an absolute glorious moment. Like, glorious wouldn't even fit. Like,
I couldn't even handle the confetti that would rain down as the 1.3 billion people of India sang their song.
Oh my gosh.
Most of our followers.
When you put it like that, that's the only way to, for this match to end. I think they gave up on me. Aaron.
I pick Rusev.
Of course you pick Rusev. I also pick Rusev.
Across the board.
So there we go. Intercontinental Championship triple threat match, also a candidate to steal the show. The Miz defends his Intercontinental Championship against Finn Balor and Seth frickin' Rollins. Ashton, your prediction for the triple threat Intercontinental Championship match.
The man with the plan. The Grand Slam, Alabama, thank you, ma'am. The Miz is going to retain his Intercontinental Championship one way or the other.
Ooh.
And we are going to continue with the reign of the greatest IC champion of all time. And I'm going to love every single minute of it. But I'm going to tell you, he's going to have to go to hell to actually survive this.
Alrighty.
Rollins have been tearing it up, so yeah.
Alrighty. Travis.
And Baylor.
Aaron.
I'm torn between this one. Miz's reign is the best reign in the longest time. Finn Balor or the Miz. I do pick the Miz over Finn Balor, but Finn Balor's right there.
I think whoever loses this match between Balor and Rollins is heading over to SmackDown Live and immediately getting inserted into the world title picture. And when I put that thought like that, I think Finn Balor is winning the Intercontinental Championship because I think Seth Rollins is red hot right now and is above the Intercontinental Championship. I think he should be going and fighting AJ or Nakamura immediately. But I do see a scenario where he stays on Raw upon Ambrose's return. They reform the Shield and Ambrose turns. So I'm going to stick with my gut. Finn Balor wins the Intercontinental title. Here we go. The in-ring return of Daniel Bryan for the first time in 3 years since a random episode of SmackDown where he tagged with John Cena in 2015. It is Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win, they are rehired to SmackDown Live. Let's start with Aaron.
Now, see, the obvious choice that Owens and Zayn's going to win. But if this is a scenario where they're just not ready to SmackDown, then they're going to go to Raw if they lose. So that's what I want to see. I want them to go to Raw. So Bryan and McMahon win.
Ashton.
Owens and Zayn, they're going to win. Because obviously you need to be rehired back, so wish they would win in his first match back, but there's no way Owens and Zayn is going to lose this match.
Travis.
I agree with Aaron. I think they're going to lose and go to Raw, so I think Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon are going to win.
I don't see a scenario where this match doesn't end with Daniel Bryan locking in the yes lock on Sami Zayn while 70,000 people chant yes. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon are winning this match, in my 100% opinion.
I'm sorry. Okay. I can't wait to Mania so you guys can see that I'm right and you're wrong.
Okay, Mr. Artolier than thou with your predictions. Okay. Let me tell you about this one, though, Ash. It's not a prediction. It's a fucking spoiler.
Oh.
Really? Really, Paul Heyman? Really?
I feel like I've heard that one before.
Let's move on before Aaron loses his train of thought for a couple hours. Mixed tag team match.
That's nothing new.
That's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, we all know that about you, buddy. Mixed tag match. Triple H, Stephanie McMahon versus Kurt Angle, and the in-ring debut of Ronda Rousey. Ashton. Triple H and Stephanie versus Kurt and Ronda.
Stephanie is going to knock Ronda out in the home plate. There's no way Ronda's losing this match, so I think either Kurt's going to like somehow incapacitate Triple H, and then Ronda's going to destroy Stephanie.
If I see Stephanie knock out Ronda with a slap, I think I might cancel my network subscription. Travis.
Ronda and Kurt.
Aaron.
Ronda and Kurt.
Ronda and Kurt across the board. Raw Women's Championship. Thank God Alexa Bliss's reign is coming to an end. That's a prediction. My prediction is that Nia Jax squashes this bug in 5 minutes or less. Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Raw Women's Championship. Who you got, Aaron?
Nia Jax will probably win, but there's also the possibility of Alexa Bliss getting herself disqualified.
Oh, so. My God, Tony, don't.
But I'm sure Nia Jax will still win.
Ashton.
I hate you, Aaron.
Yeah,
so much.
Same. Me too. I'm legitimately heated right now at the thought of her retaining this title at WrestleMania. Oh no. I can't do it.
You know I had to say something that's gonna just stir the pot.
I can't do another day of this fucking title reign. I can't.
Okay, first off, Nia Jax deserves to win at Mania because they've put her championship reign off for too damn long. She's been going out there and Asuka's barely surviving her. So obviously, they built her to where she's like able to win the title and be dominant. And there's no better time than right now, especially on, and everybody will be happy for her. So, I mean, yes, Nia Jax is going to win, and no, qualify herself. And it's not going to happen because it's just not going to happen. But if it does happen, I just need you, Aaron, because you are a fuckface.
I'll take that.
Matt, don't do it, bro. Just don't do it. Just go ahead and just ask Travis.
Travis.
I think Carmella's gonna cash in and win.
Oh.
Travis, you're awesome.
As long as it ends
all three of them is killed. What is wrong with y'all?
As long as Alexa's reign is over, I mean, I thought you were going to say Alexa when you first started talk. I was like, oh, no. Can you tell by the tone of my voice how over of this fucking reign I am? Oh, my God.
Well, over it, it's like the greatest championship reign in history.
We're moving on before I lose my shit to the other women's championship match on SmackDown. Hey,
what is your prediction?
I said my prediction at the start, and Nia squashes her like a bug in 5 minutes or less.
Oh, okay.
And if that's not how this match goes, if this match goes over 5 minutes, or if Alexa retains her title, if Alexa knocks out Nia Jax with that patented elbow of hers, I'm fucking done. If I see Nia Jax drop to that fucking elbow to the side of the face, I'm done.
That she gets squashed by the twisted bliss.
I have two people. I have two people in that in the other group chat, Aaron, that would really love to see that happen. And it's bad. It's really bad. SmackDown Live Women's Championship: Charlotte versus Asuka for the SmackDown Live Women's Championship. Oh, I'm less heated about this match, Travis.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed would you be if I also said Carmella cashes in on this one?
If she cashes in, like a 1. If she cashes in and wins, like a 25.
I think Asuka's going to win.
Are you saving yourself the wrath of Carmella?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Do you see how they booked these women's divisions to the point where I get legitimately angry about the possibilities that could happen? Oh, Ashton, please talk sense.
I'm going to talk very much sense, and Asuka is going to win in dramatic fashion. It's going to be the greatest women's match of all time. And it's going to be probably one of the best matches of, like... So, yeah, Asuka's going to win, obviously, but who killed Charlotte to win it? So, yeah, it's going to be an awesome match, though, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, agreed. Aaron. Aaron, who just left and then came back.
He's having difficulties.
Is Aaron having technical difficulties? Okay. Asuka versus Charlotte, SmackDown Women's Championship. What do you got, Aaron?
Asuka. But there's the chance of the Carmella cash in.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
But Asuka's gonna squish her too, so.
Okay, here's my prediction. Asuka wins in a great match. Carmella does cash in. And Asuka puts her in the Asuka lock, and we have to get this over with in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That is my prediction, and that is my hope. As a man, I hope that. WWE Championship, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura could be match of the year. But it also could be like the third best match on the card. It just depends on how everything else plays out. I'm saving Ashton for last on this one. Aaron.
Shinsuke needs the championship, so that's who I'm gonna go with. Even though AJ Styles, that's my guy. That's my number one. Shinsuke's gonna beat him.
Travis.
Nakamura.
And Ashton.
I'm gonna have to say Styles.
Okay.
I need an absolute trilogy. So I'm going to say Styles. Styles wins the first one. Yeah, SummerSlam. And then get a grudge match. And who wins? But I need a trilogy. I need a trilogy to keep me sane from all the bullshit Vince McMahon is going to put us through this year. I need it. So I'm going to go with Styles.
I think Nakamura's winning the WWE title. AJ Styles is moving over to Monday nights, and that's my prediction. I do think we'll get a rematch, though. I was putting this match off, but the time has come. The time has come for us to talk about the main event.
Good night, everyone.
The time has come for us to talk about the WWE Universal Championship. The time has come for us to talk about a rematch from WrestleMania 31 between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
It's gonna get my vocal cords ready.
Again, I'm saving Ashton for last on this one, so we'll start with Aaron.
I don't don't want to see Brock Lesnar anymore. So, for that fact, and for only that fact, I pick Roman Reigns.
Fuck yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh my god.
Travis.
Still make me say it?
No, I'm not here saying the two words out loud. We're putting Ashton through the physical pain of this one.
So fucking much right now.
Travis, I didn't hear the two words. What was that again?
The person I think is going to win is not Brock Lesnar.
No. I didn't hear that clear enough. I need a definitive answer. That leaves it open for interpretation. I need a name.
Roman Reigns.
It rhymes with that, Aaron.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, what was that? I think I need a little clearer. I don't think the viewers heard that quite well enough.
Roman Reigns.
Okay. Okay, I heard that one. Travis believes Roman Reigns is winning the Universal Championship at WrestleMania 34. Which brings us to one man. Ashton.
Oh, God.
Universal Championship. The Beast, the Big Dog. Who you got?
The main event.
You really gonna say that shit right now?
The main event over.
The main event of the showcase of immortals. I think he left.
First off, that's how I hate each. I hate all three of you because this is bullshit. And I don't know why I have to go last. And I don't want to say it. But, first off, I hate that this is the main event. That's bullshit. AJ vs. Nakamura is the true main event. Fuck you, Vince McMahon.
There it is.
Because his punk ass is going to the UFC and he's going to get his ass knocked out again. So that leaves me with the one man I don't want to have the Universal title on. So, fuck you, Matthew Hager. Fuck you, Annie.
It's on tape.
But, I can't fucking believe it. But Roman Reigns is going to win this fucking match. And I'm going to die. Shoot myself in the head because I literally as the main event and I don't want it on the card, period. But fucking Reigns is gonna win this match. Hey, shit coming out of my mouth, you don't understand.
Go drink soap now,
you know.
I actually need a glass of bleach right now. I can't believe that just came out of my mind.
There's one thing that Ashton might hate more than saying that Roman Reigns is winning the Universal Championship at WrestleMania 34. It is the storyline that is leading up to this Sunday's potential match between John Cena and The Undertaker.
But
if we are to get the potential match between John Cena and The Undertaker Sunday night, Aaron, what is your prediction for this match?
John Cena.
All right, so Aaron, will you go fight me?
don't listen, I hear
you. I know, fuck that. I need that feat. No, hell to no. No. You're not finna sit here and say it to lose again.
Undertaker's not gonna have his superpowers. He's gonna be the biker. He's not gonna have a superpower.
Fat shit, I hate you.
Travis.
He can't defeat Super Cena with his superpowers.
The last three matches have been paining this poor man, and that's why he's going last again on this prediction. Travis.
You're gonna hate me, but I think John Cena's gonna win. Oh, 5 points. What the fuck is wrong? What dope have y'all been smoking, bro?
Ashton.
I'm gonna say the true thing that's gonna happen, and that they're gonna have a classic. Not the best match of the night, but a classic.
Hogan Rock-esque.
Definitely. That's a great example right there. Absolutely. And The Undertaker is going to... No, not a good example. Because Hogan lost. The Undertaker is in the position. No. Not about that. So you trying to say Undertaker going to lose?
I just meant the aura of the match. The crowd atmosphere.
Go ahead. Say it. I know you too.
My prediction for this match depends on one thing. Is this the last time The Undertaker wrestles? Which I thought was last year, but here we are. If this is the last time The Undertaker wrestles, John Cena will be winning this match. If this is not the last time The Undertaker wrestles, The Undertaker will be winning this match. I think this is not the last time The Undertaker will wrestle. The Undertaker wins this match.
I do agree with that.
Did that alleviate your pain, Ashton? I think on that note, on that groan, we have to go.
Yeah.
Guys, it has been a very fun episode here. For those who joined in on Facebook, thank you for joining in. Not many questions, but I didn't expect our first live podcast to get too many viewers. I saw a different amount of people pop in during the show. So that was nice. We'll do this again at some point. I know a couple of you mentioned next week. I don't know about next week. We'll see what happens. It was kind of a bitch getting this one set up, but we got it going. So, yeah, enjoy WrestleMania week. Enjoy all the festivities that come with it. Enjoy WrestleMania. It's even if it ends up being a bad show, it is a spectacle that should be something to just sit back, relax, and have fun with. The Raw after Mania is always fun. The SmackDown after Mania now is important too. So it's going to be a long 5 days of wrestling. Strap yourselves the fuck in because it's about to kick off Friday night. For me, Matthew, any last words, Aaron?
I think we covered it all, boys.
All right, Travis. Oh shit!
What?
Oh shit!
Say it louder for the ones in the back, Travis.
I'm sorry. I just had a stroke. I didn't say anything.
that was Zach with a stroke.
Big ass stroke. Yeah, man size stroke.
Triple H.
Ashton, do you have anything to add for us?
We'll die if Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns is the main event of WrestleMania 34.
Next week. Next week.
I will die if John Cena beats The Undertaker.
Next Friday will be next Friday will be Ashton's funeral on this podcast. It may be live streamed.
I will die if Carmella beats Asuka with the Money in the Bank contract.
This show is just going to spite you. I can already feel it. It's going to spite me, too, if that actually happens. If Carmella walks out with any title, I'm not going to be a happy person.
Well, as I'm saying, I tell you guys, as my audience, that's my last will and testament. To have Aaron choke on a Hot Pocket. You find a way out of Matthew. Somebody try to help Travis, because I feel bad that he's going to have to go through the same thing I'm going to go through. Last words. I love you guys. It's going to be some shit.
Tune in for the live. Tune in for the live funeral of Ashton next Friday on BTC Top Rope Talk.
But you don't use my death as a way to get...
Gotta promote the podcast somehow, goddamn, pal.
Oh my god.
Oh, this podcast is gonna be the death of all of us. It's the end.
For me, Matthew, for Travis, for Aaron, for Ashton. Please pray for Ashton. And possibly Travis, we don't know how he'll treat the main event either, so well, keep an eye on him as well. That has been it for the live Facebook episode of BTC Top Rope Talk. Join us next Friday with special guests. I know I promised some yesterday that kind of fell through, so we already have people lined up for next week, and if they fall back on us again, we'll kill them. So thank you for joining, and have a great WrestleMania weekend.